I am Christian. I'm an alcoholic.
I'm Christian.
And I'm not really from San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco for 6.5 years. Now I'm from San Diego. Before that, I was from Estonia. I got down, actually. So, yes, I got sober in San Francisco. My sobriety date is February 20th, 2007. I started drinking when I was very, very young, and as far back as I remember my drinking, it never ended because I didn't want to drink anymore. It was more because of circumstances, running out of booze or time or trying to stay out of trouble. At some point, it still mattered, and I was able to stop myself. By the end of my drinking, I was actually drinking every day. I was shivering. I couldn't stand up straight. I was 24 years old and absolutely cornered by alcohol. I remember sitting in a hotel room with a cocktail in hand, drinking it and thinking, I really, really don't want to drink it anymore. They're just looking at the level of vodka going down in a bottle and just not wanting to do it anymore and absolutely not, like, I had no idea how am I supposed to live a day without drinking. Every day I would say, I'm not going to do it again tomorrow, and every morning I would start drinking at some point, at least some sort of an amount to be able to function. That's what it was. Eventually I was just physically I had to drink. So I was ready to stop. I did not know what to do, and luckily my completely alcoholic boyfriend at the time saw me and was like, you need help. And I said, yes, please help me out. I have no idea what to do. So I ended up going to Kaiser, one of their programs. I remember looking on the wall. There were the steps in the counselor's room, and then I saw that the capital letter G was like pulsating red and like bugging me. And I decided at that point that I'm not going to worry about it because I never had any kind of relationship with God. I never went to church. I don't come from, like, for example, Estonia, where I come from, I think Wikipedia says 70% of people are non-religious. And it also means like any kind of spirituality. It's like a fairy tale, you know, like you don't, whatever. It's just not important. And so, the word God was really like, oh, you know, why does that have to be in the deal? Decided to not to worry about that and just took it kind of step by step, did whatever people, well, I can't say whatever people were telling me, but I did the major things what they were telling, like honesty, willingness, and open-mindedness. Because when I said that I'm not going to let that word bug me, that was when I was, okay, I'll be open-minded about it. I'm not going to say no. Willingness, you know, to show up. At first it was showing up for Kaiser. It helped me a lot. And then, you know, they were telling me to go to meetings. And I started doing that. And honesty came up, in everything. And where I have to start my honesty is being honest with myself. Being honest in the program, being honest with my sponsor. I will not lie to my sponsor. I've always kept that. I've had stuff that I've like, I really don't want to talk about it. Maybe I can get around it. So I've actually called my sponsor at times and been like, next time I see you, ask me what I have to tell you. So I don't have a way out. So I just have to, I have to do it. And I have a God in my life today. I still have trouble using that word, not around you guys, but when I try to tell, some, like, explain to other people what's going on and how I got sober, it's always still a little weird for me to say those words and to be like, yeah, I have a higher power in my life. It's weird, but it comes from this book. It's what I've been told, designed to have a spiritual experience, spiritual awakening, and I have had that. I struggle daily. I was dumped yesterday out of blue, and I refused to pray today up until I was here in this parking lot, and I was like, all right, I have to. I can't go and start talking to you guys and start talking, like, you know, my stuff, which, you know, yeah. Anyways, what else? Yeah, there's God in my life. That's very important. Going from living in a world where, you know, I have to fight out there for myself to get what I need and fight with you guys because you're trying to take away from me or not give me what I want and need. Now I have another option. I don't pick that option every day. Some days I choose to live in Christie's world, and some days I choose to live in God's world. And it's a way better place. It's definitely more calm and less self-centered. Yeah, I mean, I struggle. The program for me goes kind of up and down, but I think the most important thing and why I know that this program works is that today didn't have the best day, but not once did I think of drinking. And I'm not saying that I will never ever drink again and I'm safe. I'm not that stupid. But I have that option today. I have the obsession has been lifted for now, and I know I need to keep on working on it. I just moved to San Diego. I got a new sponsor, and I got to keep on doing the best I can and hopefully up my best a little bit. Life has been kind of crazy, a lot of hours at work and stuff, so I can't stand here and tell you guys that I go to 7 meetings a week and I have a home group and I'm doing all that stuff, because it's not like this at all right now. I go to 1 meeting a week. There have been weeks that I haven't made that. I try to make sure that I talk to my sponsor and meet up with her once a week and read this book as much as I can and just every day not forget that I am an alcoholic and I'm never really safe from this disease. And I can never stop doing this stuff. So I'm really happy to be here. I have no idea how long I've been speaking. Any idea? 10 minutes? Perfect. Huh. I'm really glad to be here. I'm really glad. I was asked like 2 months ago, or a little more than when I first moved to San Diego, and that was my motivation. So life, or actually God, kind of froze these little things in my way. And I think really I needed to be here today. I didn't know that, you know, then. And I'm really glad to be with you guys in this room. Thank you.